Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, all about not just understanding how we want to be consistent, not understanding the right things and the wrong things to do for our goals, but the key is how do we actually do them when we're tired, when we're overwhelmed, when we're stressed, when we are in extenuating circumstances. Today, what I want to chat about has been on my mind
for a while because I talk so often about becoming a better thinker. And I've talked a lot lately about how the conversation is the relationship. The conversation you have with yourself about food determines, dictates the relationship you have with food. And so if you're saying, I'll start tomorrow, it is that conversation that is the catalyst for all of your choices. And so often we focus on habit change, but then we get in the way of executing that habit change because of these conversations we have with ourselves. So what's been on my mind is the how. How do we start to have other conversations when these ones feel so easy, so automatic, so true, almost like they're operating in the background the same way that a computer system can operate in the background and you hardly even notice that it's operating? The key here is slowing down. Slowing down in how you think, slowing down the speed of your choices. So this could be as simple as if you have a craving in the evening, just waiting 2 or 3 minutes before you make the choice. You're not saying, no, you can't have that. You're not saying, put yourself in timeout to think about what you're doing here. It's just slowing down and giving a little bit of breathing room to the thoughts and to the choices that flow from the thoughts. You want to give yourself enough space to recognize that your mind is always telling you a story. And that is you. You are active in that. You have programmed that machine. Slowing down can allow us to ask, does this story support where I'm trying to go? Is there another story? I was recently going back and forth with one of my clients, and she was telling me about a physical limitation she has that has been impairing her previous workouts. And she feels like she can't do what she was doing, and she had been in such a good flow, but now she has this physical challenge. And I said, the truth is, even if you had no arms, and she does, she just has some pain. Even if you had no arms, you could be physically fit. So this story that because this one piece is uncomfortable or you're having some pain or discomfort means that you can't work out at all, it's just not a helpful story. It's not only not helpful, it's also not true, but we tell ourselves a story all the time. Our mind is always making something mean something else. I want you to just practice slowing down, giving enough space so that you can more readily realize that your mind is always telling you a story. There's always a different story you can tell. There's generally a more helpful or more valuable story you can tell. A silly example here that I always try to practice in because the opportunities for practice are endless is when I feel irritated with my husband. So I observe something and then I make it mean something else. For example, I came down the stairs this morning and I usually get the kids up and Chris usually gets at least the twins to bed. I get Roman to bed. So I'm upstairs working as he is putting the girls to sleep. And I come down every morning and this morning was no exception. The girls' outfits are on the chair in our living room instead of in the laundry. My initial instinct was irritation. Seriously, how hard is it? You go to the bathroom several times between when you change them and when you go to bed. How hard is it to toss those clothes in the laundry? I make it mean that he doesn't care, that I'm the maid, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. It could mean absolutely nothing. Doesn't even cross his mind to pick them up and put them in the laundry. I'm the one who cares. He could probably have days worth of laundry pile up on the chair and it wouldn't mean anything to him. It wouldn't matter to him. It matters to me. But that doesn't mean that it means to him what it means to me. And when I assign this meaning, it influences how I feel about him and how I feel about me and how I feel about that morning. So when I practice pausing, not just rolling down with a million other examples that could mean the thing I'm trying to make it mean, I just slow down. I'm not going to go any further down that rabbit hole of thought. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to pause. And a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times, that pause allows me to recognize exactly what I'm doing, making it mean something that in this case doesn't support what I want. It doesn't support me having a peaceful, happy morning. It doesn't support me being an excellent communicator. What does is if I really want him to put it in the laundry, I can say, hey, would you mind tossing their clothes in the laundry at the end of the night? Or I could just do it myself and eliminate that expectation that I hadn't communicated. It's an internal expectation that he's going to do that. So all of this to say, and all of these examples to remind you to practice slowing down and adding more space between one thought and the next, adding more space between your thought and a subsequent decision. It takes a lot of practice. This is the work that we are doing every day inside the consistency course because it takes time and it takes reminders. And a lot of times it takes coaching. But I hope you'll give this one a try today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.